The Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney recently returned from a reporting trip to Kenya, where he looked at technology and innovation in the East African country. Kenya leads the African continent for internet access and has pioneered innovations like mobile money transfers. Now it's setting its sights on a massive development project that the country hopes will place it alongside Dubai and Singapore as a global hub of technology and innovation.
Along the main road between Nairobi, the capital, and Mombasa on the coast sits the future home of the Silicon Savannah. But right now, it's just a regular savanna, dry grasslands for miles to see, except for a small fenced-in plot where a few shacks house some guards and people to meet guests like us. It's here that the Kenyan government wants to build a 5,000-acre, shiny, high-tech city from the ground up. About 50 miles from the crowded, dirty, and congested capital, Konza Techno City will be everything Nairobi isn't. Just a few yards from Konza, farmhands Salim and Muema, both in their 20s, are cutting grass along a fence line. Salim has a mobile phone, but through a translator, says he's never actually been on the internet.
All I know is that big companies are coming here, and that means that we'll have more contractual jobs. I don't know anything about the technology.
If the government's vision is realized, tens of thousands of people will zip around on efficient public transportation and work in shiny skyscrapers on the site. The price tag for Konza is placed at $10 billion. Kenya will chip in $2 billion of that for infrastructure. The rest of the work is supposed to come from private investment. It's scheduled to be built in phases and completed in 2030. The development authority behind Konza declined to be interviewed about the project, but the man who helped dream up the tech city is former Information and Technology Minister Dr. Batenge Ndemo. He says Konza will create the ideal location for partnerships between private sector, government, and academic research.
Because it's very key that you create an environment where you can incubate, you can create an environment where there is research groups which can support you, while at the same time using that ecosystem to develop capacity for the country.
Ndemo says Konza is worth the investment because the city will be a national catalyst.
Once you develop a park that gives you the ecosystem of innovation, people would begin to see and begin to replicate that.
A mile up the road from Konza is the truck stop town of Malili. There's only one public computer here that connects to the internet over the mobile phone network. But it's not working today. A group of young men are passing time playing a game of pool on a table outside. Among them is Daniel Mingi. He came to Malili when he heard about the plan to build Konza City.
The government said that it's going to happen, it's going to open, it's not opening yet, but we are hoping for the government to do it.
Mingi says he went to school for information technology. He fixes cell phones to earn some cash, but is otherwise unemployed. For now, he waits for Konza in hopes of getting one of the thousands of predicted new jobs.
How long are you willing to wait?
I'm not going to give up. Even if it's going to take how long, I'm going to wait.
The Kenyans I spoke with about Konza City were mostly in favor of the plan, but their support was usually laced with some skepticism, and most of them had a question for me. Is Konza going to be built? In Nairobi, Kenya, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.